man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive.
Hey, here we are.
Country folks can survive.
Your country folks arriving up here in North Dakota just before Christmas. Hope your Christmas is going to be wonderful wherever you are. And if you get a chance and want to try it, call into the show tonight. This is the Trump phenomenon. Another phenomenal 2 days here in the course of the Trump phenomenon that we will cover today in our two-hour show from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, our Sunday show here on December 23rd, 2018. I'm James Kelso, your host on this live program, and a way to reach this show and express your thoughts to lots of people is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And, you know, you might as well express your thoughts live over the air, because as we found out this weekend, you don't have any private thoughts. Any of your private messages on Facebook have been shared by Facebook with anybody and everybody with whom they can make money or make political hay. So how do you like them apples? Can you believe that? The media, the masters of the universe, simply sharing private messages in mass by the hundreds of millions with whomever. No privacy at all. What a sham. What a, you know, and these Zuckerberg, Bezos people, I mean, they have got to be they've got to be held accountable. And we're going to have to get new media. And that's what this is, by the way. Republic Broadcasting Network is new media, where patriots can have a say and share thoughts. The meltdown of the lamestream controlled fake news media continues apace. Apoplectic reactions from the left on every channel except for every network except for Fox to Donald Trump. The wonderful, oh, today's going to be a show to celebrate, especially two principled stands taken by our president, who's staying in the White House, not even going down with his wife and son Barron for Christmas. The hardest working man in Washington, Donald Trump, took a stand on the wall. He took a stand on peace. And the two quite connected. You could connect them with this thought. Better to defend our border than to defend somebody else's, as in Syria or Iraq or Lebanon or Jordan or Israel, or Iraq, or Afghanistan, or you name it. So the two issues connected. Another great detail in that stand on peace, Donald Trump saying, hey, we're done in Syria. Let's get out. Let's bring our boys home, and girls. The latest twist, which is nice, is that Mad Dog James Mattis, who disagreed with the president on both of those issues, by the way, apparently, did not agree that we should put a high priority on a wall, a life or death priority on a wall, didn't believe we needed to get out of the Middle East. Well, should have told the president that in the initial interview before he was hired, but better late than never. But he was planning on staying through February as a lame duck Secretary of Defense. Apparently, the headline is that Donald Trump said, well, you know, why don't you go now? And he's replaced him with the Deputy Secretary of Defense, who looks like a real gung-ho, attractive-looking Secretary of Defense. But in any event, that's good to see Mad Dog James Mattis, who is afflicted with the policeman of the world syndrome, and to have him replaced because Donald Trump is getting us out of Syria. That order's been given, and I think he's on the verge of getting us out of Afghanistan, which would be wonderful. Afghanistan, where what I read is that we have already spent $45 billion with a B dollars of hardworking Americans in Afghanistan. Meanwhile, the slimy Chuck Schumer and the decrepit Nancy Pelosi are really, well, here's more good news, folks. I mean, the good news is on both sides. Good news for us on the Patriot side, Donald Trump has taken the correct stand on two important issues. And a good news for us on the left, because slimy Schumer and pathetic Pelosi have taken their stand. You know, bless your evil little black hearts, both of you, because they're standing firm on their loser positions, standing on the deck of the Titanic, taking a stand for war. Pelosi and Schumer are announced as the clear, the undisputed leaders of the Democrat Party. Long established, well known, universally acknowledged to be the leaders, as Donald Trump is our leader. And so they are speaking for the entire rotten mess of the Democrat Party when they take their stand. We want war on Syria and Afghanistan. And they want Mattis. They want to stay in Syria. They want to stay in Afghanistan. They want to spend more in Syria. We don't have enough. 2,500, or is it 2,700 troops in Afghanistan? In Syria is not enough. And they're not active enough. And they're not bombing enough. And they're not killing enough people in Syria. They need to kill more people. So the Democrats, the party of war, as we've said continuously on their show. And then they've also said, oh, I love the way Schumer has done this with his snide, hubristic, patronizing. What do you call Chuck Schumer as he stands at the podium with his glasses down his nose and reads his text, as he says, Mr. President, President Trump, you must abandon your wall. There will be no wall. And he repeats himself over and over. There will be no wall, not one inch of wall, no wall, no wall for you this Christmas, Mr. President, says Schumer, who must think he's God. And so does, I guess, Nancy thinks she's Mrs. God. And they rule over us. Well, you two are in for a big surprise. You know, what do they say before a fall? They've taken these wonderful... I love this. The American people are now, and I hope this is protracted. I hope the standoff, the Mexican standoff on the wall and on war is protracted. So that the American people, why? So that the American people can get a good, hard, clear look at the neatly divided issues. No confusing compromises, packages, deals. Just straight up and down. And that's what the president needs. And I'm going to play some Jeanine Pirro for you. And she gave a show yesterday, the greatest show she's ever done, which is saying a lot. The top-rated cable news show on Saturday in the world, Jeanine Pirro, Justice with Jeanine. She had on there three of the heroes who met with the president and who really, without them, would this have gone this well? No, not at all. Jim Jordan of Ohio, Matt Gaetz of the First District of Florida, the Redneck Riviera Panhandle, and Mark Meadows of North Carolina, those three congressmen met with the president, and they assured us, and you could see Jeanine Pirro, you could just see the tension and the worry go off of her shoulders as these three assured her the president is sticking to his guns. He is insisting on a wall. So that's beautiful. And we'll come up with some other pieces of good news. Piece of bad news. I'll throw one rotten apple into the barrel here, which is Chief Justice John Roberts. What happened to this guy? What's he eating? What's he smoking? This guy votes with Ruth Bader Ginsburg? And the other left-wing commies on the Supreme Court against the president's brilliant order stating this is such a brilliant move. I was so happy to see this. The president, it's some act of genius. He ordered that if you break the law of the United States, if you claim to be a refugee and your first act vis-a-vis the United States is to break into our country as a felon, breaking across our border illegally, when open gates, open ports of entry are available to you, waiting for you all across the border. There are Border Patrol agents waiting to say, hello, Mr. Ramirez and Mrs. Ramirez and your supposed children that are actually children gathered from other families. Yes, we are going to take your name and number, etc. And yes, you are applying for refugee status, etc. Blah, blah, blah. If you break into the country as your first act, I'm being too wordy here, the president said in beautiful piece of logic, you just disqualified yourself to even apply for refugee status. How can you claim to be a refugee and the first thing you do is spit on the flag of the United States of America? The first thing you do is break into our country. You just disqualified yourself, buddy. Go back to Guatemala. That was a beautiful order. I think it was an executive order from the president. This idiot, and he has to be called now an idiot, John Roberts. Is this guy another one of these guys who supposedly is a conservative? And then as the years wear on, he turns more and more into a commie rat. Is that what Chief Justice John Roberts is? A left winger? Thanks, but no thanks. And he ruled that the president does not have the authority. Where did Roberts dream this up from? The president does have the authority as the executive, as the president, as the commander in chief, to be the guardian of our borders. It is his job to defend our country. And it is his job. He has the power, long recognized, well recognized, to say, no, we're turning off. We're not accepting people across the border now. Or we are accepting people. Or this is a port of entry here and this is not. The Border Patrol works under his supervision. The ICE works under his supervision, not that of Congress. But Roberts ruled Congress is in charge. And you can't, John Roberts just castrated the president as to his authority, his constitutional authority to be in charge, to be the executive at our border. John Roberts promoted the legislative branch, knowing full well that he's appointing Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer to now be in charge of policy on our border. What a turd John Roberts is. It looks like we'll have to get yet another Supreme Court appointment to actually have a conservative court, because Roberts ain't it. Let's let John Roberts know We notice this. We notice your betrayal. We notice your joining of hands with Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And that is how you will be remembered, you fraud. Anyway, so I kind of, that's important, actually. That was an important reversal for us. But our president is a genius. He will find a way to get around this slime ball, John Roberts. And we will, we patriots will let John Roberts know how we feel about his disgusting. He has now become an activist judge. He is now going to legislate from the bench. Thanks a lot. Let's go back to the good news. God, I'm going to depress you with this. Here's Jeanine Pirro. This is yesterday. This is a genius. Now, by the way, good news. Jeanine Pirro has the direct ear of our president, as does, it turns out, Rush Limbaugh. But you can be pretty darn sure. Donald Trump was sitting in front of his TV yesterday when Jeanine Pirro went live with Jeanine on Justice, or Justice with Jeanine. So this is what the president heard. And this, and she's, and you can tell, she says it, she's talking directly to her friend, Donald Trump, making a direct appeal.
With all due respect, I would like to direct my open to the President of the United States. Mr. President, I understand the pressure that you are under from every side. But the wall at our southern border is a promise that you made, ran on, got elected on, and must keep. But more than that, it is your legacy, and you cannot allow them to force you to compromise. So here we are, days before the Christmas holiday, and you are facing the most important issues that Americans elected you to confront.
Now, pardon me for pausing. I hate to pause Donald Trump, and I hate to pause another genius, Jeanine Pirro. But notice what she said. You must not compromise. Okay, and I thought of a metaphor for this earlier today. Suppose that you had, as part of your program, running a house as the executive, that you wanted to install fire sprinklers for the safety of the people in that house. Your house. So you want to install fire sprinklers. But there's some weirdos, some really sick puppies, who don't want you to install fire sprinklers in your house. And they have some power here. You know, the metaphor gets a little silly. But you're now negotiating with somebody over whether they're going to allow you to put sprinklers in your house. And then, so here's why you can't compromise. Some things you can't compromise on, and they are not subject to negotiation. They are not subject to deal making. Okay, what if the deal? Your Chuck Schumer and your Nancy Pelosi come back and they say, "Well, okay, you need 50 sprinklers to for your house. You need 50 sprinklers installed. We're going to allow you to install 5." Five sprinklers, and we'll get to decide where they get installed. But as part of our negotiation, here's what we demand. We will let you have 5 of the 50 sprinklers you need. But here's our demand. You burn the house down. That's what negotiating with these demon rats is, using Jeanine Pirro's terminology. So for them, I'll fill in the picture here right after this break. Condition grounded, but determined to try. Gotta keep my eyes from the circling skies.
Attention RBN listeners, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of FrontSight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come at an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain. Well, some might call me a good time fella. I ain't black and I ain't a yellow, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Here, I don't want no handout living and don't want a part of anything they're giving. I'm proud and white and I got a song to sing. Well, I've said a few things and I'll admit it. If you want to get ahead, you gotta hump,
gotta
and
hump
get
and
it.
I'm get
a white
it.
Boy looking for a place to do my
thing.
Hump and get it.
Hey, yes. Hump and get it, Merle. All right. Now, let me fill out the thought. And I think this is, I'm thinking about it during the break. I think this metaphor works very well. So, the demon rats have basically veto power over your ability to install fire sprinklers in your house, which, and the purpose of which is to protect the lives of your children. So they say, no, well, we have to negotiate on this because we don't want sprinklers for your children. Everything about, you know, the refusal to build a wall is insane. This, what I'm saying about the house with the sprinklers sounds insane. Of course, it is. But that's what this border battle is. It's insane. So we're not going to let you have 50 sprinklers you need for your house. We're going to let you have five. But we're negotiating. Because we gave you something. We let you have fire sprinklers in your house. What the hell is that? I have a right to have sprinklers in my house, you SOB. You don't negotiate with me on that. You don't negotiate with me on my right to defend myself or to protect my children. You don't negotiate on that unless you're talking about slimy Schumer and pathetic Pelosi and all of their ilk. So here's their deal that they make with us. We'll let you install the sprinklers, 5 of them. Our condition is you have to burn your house down first. You have to burn the house down with the children in it. That's right. You heard me right. And that's what DACA is. And this is the plea to our great president. Please don't exchange DACA for any amount of wall, because that's worse. We'd be better off without the wall. If the deal is you got to burn the house down with the children in it, let's just not do the wall at all. We're better off that way. Let's not install the sprinklers. The purpose of the sprinklers is to save the lives of the children and to prevent the house from burning down with them in it. If you green light DACA, here's what just happened. America just was ended. Because if you green light, by the way, it'll start with, well, we have 3 million DACAs. We have 3 million of these people that you're going to recognize as citizens and give them all the rights and privileges of all of us, equal to us, with all of our rights and privileges, which they've earned by being invaders into our country. Here's the way that goes. The 3 million doesn't stay at 3 million. Make up your own number, whatever it is. 1 million, 2 million, 4 million. That quickly accelerates into 12 million. Just overnight, we snap your fingers. All of a sudden, everybody's a DACA. But then it gets worse. I believe the average number of relatives, friends, neighbors, fellow invaders that each person allowed into our country brings is 6. It's a 6 times multiplier. So if the 3 million number, let's say, balloons into 10 million, times 6 is 60 million. You just admitted 60 million non-Americans. These are not Americans. America is not a nation of immigrants. We are not a melting pot. We are a European people, the greatest European people. How dumb does someone have to be to not see that? I mean, we're not just even a European people. Every one of the founders in the Constitutional Convention was a white Anglo-Saxon Protestant. Every single one, male. All of them, not some of them. The Puritans, Jamestown, the settlers at New Amsterdam, now New York City, my ancestors in all three, and your ancestors too, were not a nation of immigrants. Yes, they crossed an ocean to settle America, to create America. They didn't immigrate into America. They made it. They created it. And yes, they took it from the Indians. Correct. Every piece of land on earth was acquired that way through all of history. I'll come back to that point right after this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Why Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel, great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles. A four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $400? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsite.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all.
We're back, folks.
What I hate is...
We're back, and we've got Ryan in Ohio. Ryan, hang on, brother. We'll get to you. I want to fill in this picture. So the demon rats say we're going to let you have 5 of the 50 sprinklers you need to protect your own children in your own house. And this is our house. America is our house. And the people that Donald Trump was elected, by whom he was elected, and to whom he owes the solemn and sacred duty of protecting them, are our people, our children. This is our house. We built it. We didn't immigrate into it. I'll just use myself as an example. I'm not trying to blow my own horn, but I had 5 ancestors on the Mayflower. They weren't immigrating into anything. The guy who organized the Jamestown expedition was my ancestor, the brother of my ancestor. He's a great uncle. The people who organized New Amsterdam, my ancestors. That's my blood. And for many of you, once you find what your ancestry is, you'll find out that's true for us. And yes, there were later arrivals like Donald Trump's mother from Scotland. I'm a McLeod, too. She's not an immigrant. This is her country. This is her people. And we are not the kumbaya block party of the world. I like what Donald Trump said when he came down the escalator. We're June 16th, 2015. We are the dumping ground for the world. That doesn't work. So we're going to let you have five of your 50 sprinklers, but you got to burn the house down with the kids in it. And that's our deal. That's what DACA is, folks. The approval of how many illegals are in the U.S. right now? Over and over again, we hear there are 12 million. There are 12 million illegals. We've been hearing that same damn number for 20 years. That's obviously a cooked and faked number. MIT and Yale just did a study in which they both agree there are at least 22 million illegals inside the U.S. And those are left-wing liberal studies. So those are undoubtedly low, too. And the number grows every hour, how many illegals are in this country. Donald Trump knows how to read a graph. He's a successful businessman. He can look at a graph and say, uh-oh, that's an ugly-looking graph. We got to do something about this right now, or we're finished. And that's what the graph of the United States looks like. So, if the price for gaining, let's say the demon rats, they're not going to go with $5 billion. And $5 billion doesn't build the wall. $25 billion builds it. $5 billion builds a piece of a wall. But if you build a piece of a wall, what have you got? It just means that the invaders have to walk around it. If you've got 500 miles with a wall on it, it means they've got to go to the 1,500 miles that don't have a wall. What the demon rats are offering us, how about this? Let's make the analogy to a ship. And that's what the demon rats are. They're constantly boring a hole under the waterline of our ship. So let's say we've got 100 holes in the hull of our ship. We're sinking. And the deal is we get to plug 10 of them. But the other 90 must remain open. That doesn't do any good at all. If you build a wall, it's got to be a wall. If you have a wall around your house, you don't build a wall around the backyard, but then leave the front yard unwalled. Why waste your money? You don't mount two tires on your car instead of four or three. You have to have four tires. To have a wall, you have to have a wall that's actually a wall that actually does the job. That's what a businessman thinks in terms of the mission, the job. What's the job? The job is to stop people from invading our country. Does a wall work? Ask the Israelis. Damn right it works. Infiltration into Israel declined by 99% after they built a wall. The San Diego wall, the portion that's good, cut invasion by 97%. So, please don't get, I love it that right now what America is presented is the demon rats don't want a wall, meaning I love what the president said. They value immigrants, not immigrants, illegals. They're going to defend illegals rather than defend Americans. That's the way you want it framed, because that's the truth. So keep it that way. And it doesn't matter how long. I like what Jeanine Pirro said. We'll go back to her in a moment. Jeanine Pirro said, so what? We have a partial government shutdown. Hey, hallelujah. Let's have more of that. It's not enough of a shutdown. How many people are feeding off the trough of the federal government? I think they need to go on a diet. It's a refreshing change for them to shut down. No pain at all. And nobody's going to miss a single paycheck from the federal bureaucracy. And none of them live like working America who do live from paycheck to paycheck. These people in the bureaucracy do not live from paycheck to paycheck. So there's no hardship there. No more crocodile tears from Chuckie Schumer and Nancy Pathetic Pelosi. Let's listen to Jeanine Pirro. This is just beautiful what she says. I interrupted her. I apologize.
Your promise to build the wall.
Now, there's never been a president more dedicated to fulfilling a campaign promise than you. Unlike just about every other president in recent memory, you say what you mean and you mean what you say.
Hallelujah.
That is why your base is so loyal to you and continues to grow. You have done what no other president has had the fortitude to do. The wall is no different. And you must fulfill this fundamental promise to the American people. You cannot buckle. Now, there's no question that on January 3rd, your presidency will face even more obstruction and resistance by the Democrats than you have seen in the last 2 years. They will stop at nothing. They are callously salivating at the prospect of your collapse.
And I say to Jeanine Pirro, I say, hallelujah, sister. And Mr. President, please know, no matter what the demon rats do to you, attempt to do to you, we will stick with you. And the more they put the pressure on, the more nasty their assaults on you and your family, the more we will stand with you.
The only way to go into this is to let Pelosi and Schumer know that now they are going to have a fight every step of the way. They will have to deal with the toxic environment they created. No one has your strength, Mr. President, your perseverance, or your determination. You instinctively understand what needs to be done and how to do it. And you need to build this wall. Your meeting in the Oval Office with Pelosi and Schumer was a turning point in your presidency. The arrogance, disrespect, and condescension by these two members of Congress was shocking. Schumer, unable to look you in the eye, and Pelosi instructing you the wall was a non-starter and that you did not have the votes.
We will not win. The fact is, we do not have the votes in the House.
Nancy, I do. And we need voter security. Nancy.
Well, Mr. President, she found out you had the votes. She is a liar and an obstructionist. And I might add, the whole lot of them are hypocrites.
Beautiful. She is a liar, and she's being nice with the word hypocrites. That's what we use here, too. But they are all liars. All of these are not honorable people. These demon rat politicians are not honorable people with whom you can negotiate the life of your children. They are, they're just as much as the media are enemies of our people, so are Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi. They are enemies. They do not have a misunderstanding. They're not going to come around. How old is Nancy Pelosi? 100? She looks, what is she, 90? She doesn't look a day over 110. And I love what she said about, Jeanine said about Schumer. What a snotty SOB. He never even looks at the president of the United States of America. Our president. This piece of work spits on our president. Sits in the chair next to him on a couch and won't even look him in the eye. That was a deliberate spitting on the president of the United States. You don't even deserve to live in this country, Chuck Schumer. You're a disgrace to this country.
Illegal immigration is wrong, plain and simple.
I voted numerous times when I was a senator to spend money to build a barrier to try to prevent illegal immigrants from coming in.
We simply cannot allow people to pour into the United States undetected, undocumented, unchecked.
These hypocrites wanted a wall. Until Donald Trump wanted a wall.
And now let's just put a fine point on it. And I know I'm not correcting Jeanine Pirro. She knows this is true. And so does our great president. No, they don't. They never wanted a wall. In those quotes there, just to save their political asses, they went along with the idea of a wall at various times in the past. But these Democrats, they get it. They get it. They are on the offense. They want the third world imported into our home, our nation, so that they can gain power. And I'm going to talk about redistricting in a moment, later in the show. They know the whole game. They've got it down to a science, how the flood of illegals into their states and their congressional districts makes it more and more inevitable that they will politically take over this country. And 2018, without the redistricting caused by the illegals, without the votes coming from illegals and their now legalized, but previously illegal predecessors, and the legal invasion as well, 2018 would have gone Republican all the way, big time. I want to see somebody, maybe one of you callers, one of you listeners to the show, maybe somebody's done a good study that answers this question. How much has the immigration invasion into the United States? And remember, the mayor of Tijuana, said this is an invasion. He was talking about the Guatemalans and Hondurans flooding into Tijuana, his city. He said it's an invasion, and he said these people are criminals. They're violent, and they're filthy. The mayor of Tijuana said that. I love Tucker Carlson's question. Does that make him a racist? Is he a Mexican racist against fellow Mesoamerican Hispanics? So, they've never been for a wall in your lifetime or mine. Not these demon rats. And it's not just that they hate Trump. That's part of it. They're against anything Trump is for, pretty much. But with or without Trump, they would share Nancy Pelosi's view, a wall is immoral. And then that begs the question, okay, Nancy, if Donald Trump's new wall is immoral, should we not therefore tear down all existing wall, all existing barriers? If we have a few sprinklers in the house, shouldn't we yank them all out? Because sprinklers are immoral. They're racist. And if your children are going to die and burn in your house, too bad.
Until Trump promised a wall, they simply will do whatever they can to stop you from succeeding. Their hatred of you, Mr. President, is so intense and so vindictive that they would rather destroy you and America than destroy the drug cartels, gang members, and the human traffickers coming over our border. Schumer, Pelosi, and their gang of haters ignore the fact that 90% of the heroin coming into our country, killing our loved ones, comes from Mexico. And Nancy and Chuck, you don't want to put a wall up to stop that? We have spent tens of
Yeah, let's just pause for a second here, folks. A 30-foot wall with sharp spikes on the top. Why would you think that would stop somebody from invading your country? I mean, don't you see people scaling 30-foot walls all the time? No, of course you don't. To get over a 30, how many people, they say, well, we'll get a tall ladder. These SOBs have never been up a ladder. They've never painted the side of their own house. They've never cleared the gutters on their own roof. They've never worked a day in their lives, these Schumers and Pelosis, these parasites. These scumbags. Go ahead, Chuck Schumer. I want to see you put on a bulletproof vest and go up a 30-foot ladder, you SOB. You wouldn't make it 10 feet up that ladder. You'd get dizzy and start screaming and fall off, you wimp. No, people don't climb over 30-foot fences with a ladder. And then once they get their sorry ass stuck on the sharp top of the wall, they lift the 30-foot ladder. You know how much a 30-foot ladder weighs, folks? They don't then hoist it up over the top, which Hercules couldn't do, and then lower it down the other side and climb back down. No, walls work. That's why the Vatican built a 30-foot wall, 20 feet thick, so they wouldn't be invaded by the Muslims again, raping, murdering, kidnapping, and taking all the gold and treasure and art out of the Vatican. We'll be right back. Hang on there, Ryan. You're doing a good job. We'll be right back.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
When this war is over, it will be but a death.
Okay, we're back, folks.
When this war is over.
And let's see, where did I leave off here? We lost Ryan in Ohio. Ryan, I made you wait too long. Ryan, call back in. I'll put you on as soon as you show up on the board. And we do have George in Texas on the board here. Let me scroll down here and see, like, see everybody. Engineer, I can't see George there on the board, but I know he's there. And let me go back here. Let's go back to Janine. I'd rather hear Janine than me, and I'd rather hear Big Donald John than Janine. Here we go.
billions of dollars to fight heroin, but you don't want to spend $5 billion to put up a wall to stop heroin for good? Nancy and Chuck, you both know this year, ICE agents seized enough fentanyl to kill every person in the United States. But you don't want a wall to stop it. Don't you want to stop the human traffickers, the child smuggling, and the coyotes raping young women claiming that they're family? Isn't this what every law-abiding American wants? What is with this open border nonsense?
Yeah, what's with it? Well, on this show, we know what's with it, and so does Janine. By the way, the fentanyl she just mentioned, who manufactures that fentanyl in government-run factories? Huh? Where's all that fentanyl? Where's the fentanyl that killed Tom Petty? Where did that come from? Red China. And I always put the word red in front of it because it's a damn communist dictatorship. And we're now finding out they have been at war with us, and only Donald Trump has had the guts and the brains to realize this. They've been at war with us for decades, and they are working with what every businessman knows. To succeed, you must have a plan. They have a plan. We don't have any plan. We just have traitors like Pelosi and Schumer who deal in chaos, which they accuse, as all sociopaths do. They accuse the sane person who notices them. They accuse Donald Trump of fomenting chaos. No, they are the chaos merchants. That fentanyl is coming from Red China. It's deliberate. They're not sending it in here to make money. They're sending it in here to kill our people, to destroy the brains and the minds and the lives of our people. They are at war with us. They are stealing everything, stealing all of our trade technology, all of our military technology. They have penetrated everything. And as Donald Trump was the first, who was the first person any of us ever heard get on national television and say, this is the greatest theft in the history of the world. The transfer of $500 billion American dollars to China every year. We built red. I talked about this graph to you. You know, I thought I knew politics pretty well. It's all I've studied for my whole life. I'm 70 years old. I'm right up there with Donald Trump, but I didn't get it. Not well enough. I'll talk about how much China trade we had with Red China in 1980. You won't believe it. It was zero. Be right back.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $400? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.